In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So, actually during this 50 days, we were contemplating on the readings of the Sundays. So, today we are in the sixth week. So if you can remember quickly what happened during the last weeks on the reading of Sundays. So, are you going to use this projector or not? So the first Sunday we had the Christ Our Faith. You remember it was the Thomas Sunday. The second one was the... Now you do it yourself. Have fun. The second one was Christ, the Bread of Life. The third one was the Christ, the Water of Life. And it's all from the Gospel of St. John. The fourth Sunday was the Christ, the Light of the World. And the fifth Sunday was the Christ, the Way of Life. And today, is the sixth Sunday, is the Christ, the Conqueror of the World. And finally, coming Sunday, this is the Pentecost, so Christ announcing the Comforter of the Holy Spirit. So, today, as we hear in the Gospel, I have overcome the world. This is the message of our Lord Jesus Christ today. I have overcome the world. So, I have overcome the world. The last week of this holy 50 days is about our Lord Jesus Christ, our victory. And in this world we have a lot of hardship, so that's why today in John 16:33, our Lord said, "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." And among such hardships and tribulations, there are some coming from within us, such as love of the world and love of praise. And for this, the Holy Bible tells us that even among the rulers, this is in John 12, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. احنا النهاردة بنتكلم عن الحد السادس اللي بنتكلم فيه ان المسيح غلب وانتصر على العالم وبنقول انه جوه العالم ممكن يكون عندنا مشاكل كتيرة وتحديات كتيرة جدا ولكن قدامنا رسالة المسيح انه هو انا قد غلبت العالم من ضمن المشاكل ممكن تبقى موجودة محبة الذات وزي الآية اللي موجودة اللي هتبقى موجودة انه في جون 12 يوحنا 12 انه كتير ما قدروش يتبعوا السيد المسيح لانهم احبوا مجد العالم اكتر من محبة العالم اكتر من محبة الله. Unfortunately these people they could not confess Christ as the Redeemer nor could they preach the gospel of the good news to others. They cared more about staying in the synagogue and receiving the praise of men rather than living in the victory of having all this bondage broken off of them. And St. Paul said in this clearly that for if I still pleased men, I would not be bondservant of Christ. This is Galatians 1:10. ودي المعادلة اللي قدامنا. أنا هتبع العالم والهتبع ربنا. لو أنا همشي وراء إرضاء العالم والناس اللي في العالم مش ممكن أبدا هبقى تلميذ وخادم ربنا يسوع المسيح. And we have this fact, if our Lord Jesus Christ overcome the world for our sake, so in him we too can overcome all tribulations and become victorious. لو ربنا يسوع المسيح فعلا انتصر على العالم عشان خاطرنا عشاني وعشانكم، يبقى احنا كمان بربنا يسوع المسيح نقدر ننتصر، وتبقى ليها الغلبة دي، وتبقى هي دي فعلا فرحة القيامة وبركة القيامة اللي احنا بعيش بيها بقية عمرنا. So I can say this to myself and to all of us who do not find the courage to say no to bad company, bad places, bad habits, and urge ourselves to be able to say with St. Peter, we ought to obey God rather than man. And this is the challenge, to obey God rather than man. And of course, we need to have love for and reconciliation with everyone. Without this, we cannot obey God. And we can also remember the verse for St. Paul in Galatians, for if I still please man, I will not be bondservant of Christ Jesus Christ. This is a key verse for us to understand. So in order for us to enjoy this victory, we have few points. First of all, the Holy Spirit. Our Lord Jesus Christ knew that it is possible to overcome all of the problems of life with the empowerment of the Spirit. So that's why he said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So coming week when we celebrate the Pentecost, the celebration of the Holy Spirit, we need to remember also that this is the gift that our Lord gave it to all of us. So with the Holy Spirit, we have to use the Holy Spirit, and without the Holy Spirit, we cannot conquer the world. We will always live in tribulations and problems. روح القدس اللي ربنا ادهولنا كلنا هو دي وسيلة وأهم حاجة لازم نستخدمها عشان نقدر ننتصر على العالم وشهوات العالم. So the first point in this overcoming the world, the Holy Spirit. The second one, the prayer. As our Lord Jesus Christ showed his disciples how to be an overcomer through prayer, he said, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. So we need to pray. We need to have this life of prayer in order to not to enter into temptation. Holy Spirit, prayer, repentance. Our Lord knew that our biggest enemy would come from within our own sinful human nature. So let's read together what's in St. Mark 7, chapter 7. What comes out of a man that defies a man? For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. So our Lord Jesus Christ knew that we have the sinful human nature, which is all of this together, is within us. So if you you would not find yourself under the big things, so at least we'll have an evil eye. We look to others in not in a good way, or whatever things. So the only way, in order for us to overcome the world, to overcome any tribulations and any problems in our life, repentance and confess. الروح القدس، الصلاة، والتوبة والاعتراف. زي ما معلمنا مرقس الرسول بيقول، الخطايا دي كلها موجودة جوانا. حتى لو ما نتكلمش عن الزنا وعلى عن الحاجات اللي احنا بنقول دي برانا، ولكن عن القتل، ولكن على الأقل على العين اللي مش بسيطة، اللي هي بتظن السوء في اللي حواليها، اللي ما بتحبش حواليها، اللي بتحسد، اللي بتشتهي، كل دي خطايا جوايا أنا محتاج إن أنا أعرفها وأعترف وأتوب عشان أقدر تبقى ليا غلبة على العالم. يعني أي واحد عايش في مشاكل في العالم وحس إنه حياته كده مش ماشية كويس، يرجع نفسه في النقط اللي إحنا بنقولها دي كلها. The fourth point is fear of God. Our Lord knew that all men need to fear God to be overcomers of the world, the flesh and the devil. He said in Matthew 10, and do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So we need to remember to fear God every day and every hour of our life, and not to fear men and our surroundings. Fearing God, number five, love of God. And these are two together. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Yes, we fear God, but also we love him who loved us. And this is the formula that we understand and we live by, that yes, we can enjoy the victory of the resurrection. We can be conquerors through loving the Lord and through his love to us. Holy Spirit, prayer, repentance, fear of God, love of God, faith. Our Lord knew that great faith is the victory that overcomes the world. He said in John 14, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than this he will do. Because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And this is the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do we have this faith? Yes or no? And it is clear and easy to answer this question. If I have faith in Jesus Christ, so I will not have fear from anything or anyone. I will have peace in my life. I will have love. Our house will be filled of love and joy and happiness because we have faith in Jesus Christ, and we have this, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. لما يكون عندنا إيمان بربنا يسوع المسيح ونلاقي الآية دي قدامنا إن كل ما تطلبونه باسمي أنا أفعله لكم، كلام ربنا يسوع المسيح ما سكتش أبدا. فأنا لو عندي إيمان بربنا يسوع المسيح وبكل كلمة أطلب منه وأنا واثق إنه هو فعلا هيديني سؤال قلبي. اللي عنده إيمان بربنا يسوع المسيح ما يبقاش في خوف ولا اضطراب ولا قلق ولا المشاكل اللي بتعدي علينا دي كل يوم تهزنا ولا تتعبنا في حياتنا. The faith we have, we need also to have trust in our Lord. Trust in the Lord, as it is written in the Psalm 37. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So in your prayers, trust, delight, commit, and obey. And this is, if we are doing as the Psalm says, so we will wait on the Lord to complete his purposes through us. So this is the meaning of this Psalm. So to conclude, in Jesus Christ, I can overcome the world. I can overcome all tribulations. I can overcome any problems in my life, whatever are these problems. With the Holy Spirit, the prayer, repentance, fear of God, love of God, faith and trust. Seven simple things. And my advice to myself when I prepared this topic today I reviewed quickly what's inside me, and this one I am missing some of these points, unfortunately. So let's work on these 7 points in order for us to have a good life, a better life in this world with our Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, prayer, repentance, fear of God, love God, faith and trust. Yani, together, kira, you can say the 7. So whenever you miss one, so you gather together and remember the 7. I will conclude with the Lord saying to Joshua, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is in Joshua 1:9. This is one of the verses that will give us relief and peace in any tribulations. Be strong and courageous. This was to Joshua, but this also our Lord Jesus Christ telling to me and you personally today. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Glory be to God forever. Amen.